most of you know, quite a few years ago, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer. I'm still here. It's an awesome testimony. But for a couple of years afterwards, I used to get these really bad kidney infections and urinary tract infections. And so I really lifted it to God. And because it, obviously any woman that gets a urinary tract infection or a kidney infection is more prone to women more than men, but men can get it. It's uncomfortable. It's not nice. And to be honest, I don't think I had one for about 8 years. I'm so careful. And I was out with the guys. Well, actually, it was about Thursday afternoon. I started to get this twinge in my back. And I rebuked it in the name of Jesus Christ. And then Friday, I really felt unwell. And I persevered and pushed on through. And come about, must have been about 5 o'clock, I think, because we were all at Drayton Manor. And that's how the adversary likes to attack. We were all out as a family, enjoying the day out. And I'd gone to the toilet and my wee was like black, almost black. And I went to Lawrence and I said, I've got this terrible pain. I've tried rebuking it all day long. I said, and the pain, and I've just been to the toilet and my urine's not good at all. And I think I have a kidney infection. Well, Danny had overheard and he said, Mum, what's wrong? And then I explained to Danny and that was it. Right there on the spot. Bold as brass. He commanded in the name of Jesus Christ for the kidney infection to leave, for whatever was going on to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. He continued for a couple of minutes just saying different things. And that was it. Off I went. So then I had a message from Amber on Saturday morning. How do you feel? I said, I feel great. I had a few twinges during the night, but my wee's back to normal. I feel absolutely 100%. I had a big rest yesterday, didn't do too much. And I just wanted to let everybody know that I was healed on Friday of what I believe was a kidney infection. Within hours, my urine was back to normal and the pain had gone. So, you know, through God working through Danny, and his boldness right there on the spot. I mean, we were in the middle of Drayton Manor, you know, thousands of people all walking about and just right there on the spot, I was healed. So, you know, nothing's impossible with God. And, I don't believe for illnesses. I mean, I'm totally healed. No cancer. Well, I still have to keep going back for checkups because they can't believe I'm still here because I'm not supposed to be here. But it's a great testimony. I don't mind going back and being checked. You know, it's just another year on and then I go again and I get another all clear. And yeah, it's all good news. And it's good for us to be checked by doctors as well, you know, just so that, you know, if anything does try to occur, you know, they get an early start on it. But I know that through the prayers and, you know, God talking to Lawrence that day, saying that I was ill but not unto death. And that the reason I wanted to share this is because, again, it comes down to your choice. Everybody has free will choice. So what was it, 18 years ago, they gave me 3 months. To live. And if I'd had the chemotherapy, not the chemotherapy, radiotherapy, it might have prolonged my life by 6 months. But, you know, God told Lawrence to get me out of the hospital. And I truly believe that if I'd had that radiotherapy, because I was weak, because I was so ill, I wouldn't be here today. You know, Lawrence doesn't wake up. I can hoover. I can even change the bed with him in it. And he doesn't know.
That's true.
I can hoover right alongside him and it doesn't wake. But God woke him and it was around 4 a.m. and told him to get me out of that hospital. And Lawrence arrived at the hospital. It was about 5:30 in the morning. And he said, Kim, you've got to come home. And against all the odds, you know, my dad breathing down his throat going to kill him. And, you know, you're not saving my daughter's life. You're not helping her. You know, he went through all that turmoil, but because he believed that God had told him to take me out. And so, you know, when we look back now, we can see God's hand in everything we do. But I had a choice. I either believed the doctors that said I had 3 months to live, maybe six if I'd had the radiotherapy, or did I believe God? I was ill, so there was no getting away. I was ill, but not unto death. That was the exact words. And so I chose to believe God. And then when Danny, all these years later, Danny ministered to me on Friday afternoon, and he said, "Mum, you are healed." Again, even though all the symptoms that I was having at the time, the black urine, the pains in my kidneys, I had a choice. Do I believe that I'm healed, or do I believe that I'm going to get seriously ill? See, so we all have those choices in life. We really do. We all have choices. And it's whether we believe what the world says or we believe what God says. And God says that by his stripes, you were healed. Past tense. So no matter what the physical symptoms are right now, you were healed. So you have a choice. You believe the symptoms and what maybe a doctor's diagnosed you with something, or you either believe that, or you believe what God says. And so, you know, for me, it's very easy to make that choice. And I know, again, through experience, past experiences, I was sharing this on Thursday, how our faith increases. As we live life, as we trust God, our faith increases. And it's the same when it comes to the healing, when it comes to the deliverance. You know, the more we experience it, the more faith we have to trust God. You know, nobody wakes up first thing in the morning and trusts the person next to them. You know, you go to work, new person starts work, you don't trust them straight away. You know, you might go out and meet somebody and have a coffee, you don't trust them straight away. It's the same with God. You know, we have a relationship and we learn to trust. You know, if when I first met Lawrence and he shared the word with me, I didn't trust God. I didn't know him. I didn't know anything about him. You know, and a couple of times Lawrence would say things like, "I can't believe that." I mean, he did believe Jesus Christ was God in the beginning. I said, "Well, how can God be a baby in a manger? I can't get my head around that. Can we go in search? Can we go find out some truth?" And together, we even though Lawrence had a Christian Pentecostal background, you know, we went in search of the truth. We wanted the truth. We weren't just taking what somebody said. We researched it. We lifted it to God. God, is this the right place for us? Everything we done was by that spirit that dwells within us and by praying to God. And so, you know, I encourage anyone, if whatever you're going through, whatever anybody says to you, take it to God first. Let God give you your guidance and your answers. You know, we've seen what's gone on over the last 18 months, 2 years. Too many people putting their trust in the world and not in God. And so, you know, but there again, you have to go where your faith takes you. If your faith takes you to the doctor, then go. Just believe that God put that doctor in your path. Or if your faith is taking you to God, and okay, God, I'm with you 100%. I know you never leave me or forsake me. And I'm trusting you to deal with this situation, whatever the situation is. You know, people have lost their jobs, especially here in the UK, people losing their jobs because they won't take the jab. You know, it's not down to me. People ask, "What do you think?" No, it's not. You go to God. You ask God. Because, see, I could say, "Well, don't take it," or "Take it." And then if something happens, "Oh, well, Kim said," see? So my response is, you go to God. You have a relationship with him. You trust him. And whatever he leads you to do, that is the best for you. You know, we're all different. We all have different relationships with our Heavenly Father. But he doesn't love me more than he loves you. He loves us equally. And he's there for every one of us. So just continue to ignore what the world's saying. Go to God first. Let God give you the guidance. Let him show you how powerful he really is. You know, and if you haven't got that faith at the time, then ask him to put you in a place where put somebody in your path that, that can encourage you and bring you that deliverance, whether it's a doctor or a dentist or your boss at work or whoever, the school teachers in the kids' schools or whatever, whatever the situation, you can overcome it. So that's what I wanted to share today. So bless your heart.